never stop caring. Nothing worked. Market share was down, and no one seemed to have a solution. Obviously, this was a problem. With the possible exception of Tylenol, Johnson's baby shampoo was the crown jewel of the consumer and pharmaceutical giant, and something was amiss. Throughout most of the life of the company, the formula for advertising baby products was like wallpaper, a repeating image of young mothers holding their babies in the traditional Madonna and Child pose. Anything else was heresy. However, as a young member of the baby care marketing team, I had noticed something. When a dad pushed a stroller down the street, mom's heads would turn. I dug into quantitative trends and found that fathers were getting more involved in caregiving. I tested attitude statements and found that mom's fixation with dad tenderly caring for baby performed at the very top of the heap. So, I put on my high heels, scarf bow tie, and skirt suit, the 1990s female version of men's power suits, and marched into my boss's office. "I know what we need to do to fix the business," I told him. He looked unenthused, but I wasn't fazed. "We need to put the first dad in the baby care commercial." I smiled triumphantly, expecting a light bulb to pop up over his head or fireworks to stream through the sky. This was it, a once-in-a-lifetime idea. With two words, the wind was sucked right out of my sails. "You're crazy." Before I could interject, he was on a roll. "It's moms who buy these products, not dads. We have no research to suggest moms want to see dads taking care of babies, and even if we did, there's no evidence this would help the business." With that, he led me out of his office. But I continued to push the idea, advocating for it at every turn. I explained how we could be the first company in the baby care category to take this untraditional POV. Still, no takers. Then came my performance review that year, which included a comment that I will always remember. "Leslie is too passionate about putting fathers in advertising, and this demonstrates an over-focus on executional marketing rather than strategic thinking." While at Bain & Company, at Harvard, and at Procter & Gamble afterward, I had been told that strategic thinking was my superpower. In fact, I had defined myself by it. Reading this sentence in my review was devastating. But I didn't stop. I brought the idea up at team meetings, during one-on-ones, at the water cooler. I became obsessed. Whether they ultimately relented because they genuinely believed in my idea or because they had grown exhausted of me, no one will ever know. But they went ahead and finally put the first father in a Johnson's baby shampoo commercial. And you know what? It was the highest scoring commercial in the company's history. The business started moving again. Management was thrilled. I had found my first supercharged cue, a back door into consumers' unconscious minds that has the power to change the trajectory of a business. Dad, instead of mom, giving baby a bath, leveraged familiar associations, caring, tenderness, nurturing. But it did so in a fresh, distinctive, and unexpectedly powerful way. Now the brand was not only caring, it was progressive. The ad spoke to men's sensitive side, showcasing the type of hands-on husband every mom wanted, while giving mom a much-appreciated break. The stark contrast between a strong male body and a fragile, tender baby was also visually captivating and seeped into people's minds, building memory structure. On the surface, the ad was selling baby shampoo, but unconsciously, it was conferring all of these positive associations onto the brand, a phenomenon that had a direct connection to sales. The experience led me to a stark realization. We cannot convince anyone of anything, no matter how we try. People's choices are not based on conscious thought. They don't make decisions because of facts or even